7:06. I am all over the place tonight. 7:06 on February 21st. Call to order this meeting of the River Forest Sustainability Commission. Roll. Simon. Brett. Hank.
Here.
Commissioner Lennon.
Here.
Commissioner Roberts. Easy. Rate. And Student Commissioner Steerwalt.
Here.
All right. Three voting members present. We do not have a quorum. The only item requiring quorum this month. So we can move right on from that to Commissioner. Before I introduce our newest member.
Item, which is Seth and I attended the virtually the Planet Green meeting. And in addition to all of the updates, one thing that just sort of came by in a blip at the end was that the energy efficiency program now, I don't know how long this goes back, but is being expanded to include business, or I think it's been established for a long time, but it's expanding for businesses and institutions. And so that was just something that I passed on to the library and also Dominican University. Dominican's probably too big to benefit the program. And then Seth is also checking in into the village because it's a way which potentially could replace LED lights for free. Park District had Oak Park had $200,000 of LED light work upgrades and paid zero.
Ours is much smaller than that. We had done. Last quote, which is.
So, sorry, this actually does remind me, I don't know if this is a report of a meeting, but just at our last meeting, remember I said I had a neighbor who's had experience with light pollution, and I believe Seth and Eric have arranged for him to come do the 10-minute presentation at the next March meeting, and he, in fact, one of lights. And I also wanted to, I don't know, congratulate ourselves or somebody, LRS, Seth, your work with them. I just got this in the mail, the LRS notice of the home electronic waste through the 22nd and request 5 p.m. on March 15th. It's a pretty nice little postcard, and on the back it reminds you of the website to go to and how to. So this time, hopefully I will not only schedule it, but out on the day that I requested pickup. It's a little tricky, you know, remembering to do it, but, you know, we'll be interested in the stats afterwards. And I don't know if you know when the hazardous one
will be in April. Month apart, so there's
not
the
so close
overlap
together.
And confusion.
Yeah.
March, September, and then April. It will be in the rough time frame. It'll be like exactly this week every year, but yeah, we will send out sort of notifications. We'll find those, the newsletters, electronic waste, it's trash pickup, the household hazardous waste. All they had done it where they scheduled. Our next item of business, you said the audio is a little choppy, hand not speaking as clearly into my microphone. As you know, the village is part of the Cross Community Climate Collaborative that the President Aducci was one of the founders of. And Winton Jones is from the Urban Efficiency Group. He has been working with all the various communities in their various stages of the process, and he wanted to come out. He has a brief presentation, and I'm going to let him take it away.
Yeah, thanks, Seth. Appreciate you.
Can you see my screen, Linton?
I cannot.
Also, Winton, can you see those of us in the room, or we're the only ones who can see you? Okay.
We can see him. He cannot see us. I know there's some additional steps with the camera over there.
That's fine. I just wanted to know what he was able to see or hear.
Yeah, just my screen. I don't get the pleasure of seeing all your beautiful faces. All right. Well, thank you for inviting me, Seth, and, you know, everyone else on the commission. Like you said, my name is Winton Jones. I'm the Sustainability Coordinator for Urban Efficiency Group, which serves C4 directly in partnership with Seven Generations Ahead. The Cross Community Climate Collaborative is designed to bring together BIPOC.
It froze.
Yeah, see. I have a feeling that that might happen throughout the night. Oh, man.
Sometimes it might improve. While we'd love to see your face, if you turn off the video, maybe the audio would come through clearly.
Silly me.
Yep.
Is designed to bring together BIPOC and non-minority communities across income lines to share ideas, secure resources, and drive large-scale projects within and across communities that achieve agreed-upon greenhouse gas emissions reductions, equity, and sustainability goals. The project supports disinvested and resourced communities in West Suburban Cook County through a unique collaboration that provides goal attainment and metrics on a timeline regarding the climate crisis. I'm basically a consultant that guides communities through a framework that assists in addressing sustainability. The framework starts with formation, then goes into roadmap development, and then performance phase. And in the center, you see our three imperatives that all of our partnering communities agree to: equity, resiliency, and climate. And when we talk about equity at C4, we recognize the most marginalized populations and are determined to give them opportunities to excel in society. Although equity and climate protection are our highest priorities, we also place resiliency at the heart of all the work we do in C4 as well. In resiliency, we embrace sustainability and build contingencies to combat adverse stressors and forces, much like the flooding and extreme weather events that happen, and even like the pandemic. We're so optimistic and driven to do this work because we know what works and how to foster lasting, effective change. The threat of climate change is a slow yet alarming reality, but we can counteract its harmful impacts by being proactive and exercising impact approach that starts the combining of individual efforts and resources to culminate plans that provide collective action and moves the needle for incremental change. By having a common agenda, we understand problems and opportunities that exist within our society and can then address them through a shared action plan. Because this is a collaborative approach, we'll have a variety of strategies in place, different but all working towards the same goal. We foster shared indicators and continue communication for transparency, accountability, and to improve over time. When we talk about backbone support, we acknowledge that you'll have technical and resource support throughout the whole process from Urban Efficiency Group, you know, myself, but also from Seven Generations Ahead. Local governments can't dismantle disparities on their own, so it's up to you all as thought leaders and passionate stewards of the earth to protect the land for our future generations. You know, I'm certain the village has tons of resources to support citizens of the town, but we're eager to find areas where shortcomings exist. Societal facets and aspects and the categories that directly correlate to the impacts these facets and aspects have on people and their living environment. when we talk about community level sustainability, we're talking about how the community as a whole will sustain. And we're able to do that by addressing the system of sustainability, which consists of 6 focal priorities and 2 philosophical strategic pillars.
Cut out again.
Well, you know, the good thing about these last 3 slides is that they are very self-explanatory. And I do have a digital version of our C4 guidebook that kind of walks through our whole C4 framework, narrowing down into each specific priority, you know, what responsibilities the DNA chair will have and what type of projects and strategies will be going on within these different priorities. As far as the 6 priorities, the 6 focal priorities, we try to encompass all the different mechanisms that exist within the society. So place dealing with, you know, civic engagement, inclusion, you know, cultural identity, being generationally relevant, being historically representative, prosperity, dealing with the access to opportunities, you know, economic development, education, health and well-being, you know, very self-explanatory, physical health, mental health, emotional health, psychological health. For connectivity, we're talking about mobility, micro-mobility, quality, high-speed internet access, and living infrastructure. We're talking about the built environment. So that's where a lot of the resiliency planning will come forth, you know, stormwater management, improving access to nature and preserving nature and culture and soil, resource regeneration, dealing with air quality, you know, being more energy efficient, maybe aspiring towards more renewable energies, but also being conscientious with our waste and recycling, you know, also capturing the carbon value, the residual value of waste as well through composting. Our 2 philosophical strategic pillars is the green generation, where we're focusing on uplifting the next generation thought leaders, our youth, into sustainability professions, but also uplifting their voices into the conversation so that they can have a say in all these challenging matters that they'll be impacted by the most. And then the other philosophical strategic pillar is the support network. And that's basically just the coalition of resource partners that have access to economic capital, but also social capital. The idea is that if we're elevating and, you know, pushing for a broader adoption of sustainability, like I said, municipalities can't do it on their own. So we'll need partner organizations, partner associations, partnerships with agencies that can elevate our work, not just at the municipal level, but also on the corporate level, in our schools, also in our everyday life. You can actually go to the next slide, Seth, because this is actually the priority chair profile DNA. So you all already have a sustainability plan, and that's awesome. The main goal that I think we'll have in our partnership is assisting you in the systemization of it. And this is where I think the overlap between your commission and C4, you know, kind of aligns. Within our C4 within your C4 commission. So you have a priority chair for each priority. And that chair will have expertise within the backgrounds that you see on the screen based on their expertise, their knowledge, and whatever engagement. Maybe you're like a board member of an organization. But basically the idea is utilizing your talents and expertise to carry out this work within your sustainability action plan. And a huge difference between what we're doing on the urban efficiency group and C4 side is, one, we're prioritizing the sustainability of people more, if not just as much as the sustainability of the planet. But we're also trying to move away from a silo perspective of sustainability and have our strategies that really truly impact sustainability all aligned on one system and one, you know, kind of universal community plan. So this will be resourceful. It is a version in the C4 guidebook that I'll be happy to share. And then in the next slide, it actually gives you a very minimalized I say minimalized because in reality, if we're talking about doing this work effectively, we'll need somewhere in the odds of 20 to 50 different partnering organizations, just because it is a global issue and it's not, you know, just one sector of the population that needs to be thinking sustainability conscious. It's the whole community, you know, it's the whole globe. Everyone in the world needs to be issue. So as you can see, some of the priorities are still color-coded. So if we're thinking about place and prosperity, we'll definitely need to coordinate with municipal partners. You know, if we're thinking about prosperity, you know, access to opportunities, we'll need to work with the Department of Workforce Development. On the other hand, if we're thinking about resource regeneration, you know, we'll definitely need to partner with the utility companies. And that's another area where to ComEd. Another side of Urban Efficiency Group, Urban Efficiency does weatherization work in the Cook County area. So we have a lot of different partnerships that we bring to the table. But also if we're thinking about health and well-being, we'll definitely need health partners as a partnering organization. You know, your local hospitals probably need to be on board or in tune with the strategies that we'll have around health and well-being. Similarly, as far as activity, you know, the mobility, the street network of your community, you know, the bus routes, and talking about accessibility to and from places. So this is just, like I said, a very minimalized representation of what we mean when we say support network, because it is a system of sustainability. We want to have strategies going on for each priority. So we'll need to have so many different partners in each of our priorities. That's it as far as the presentation. As far as other updates or things that have been elevated as highlights and topics within my work within C4, one of the main things that we start and encourage among, you know, sustainability commissions and environmental commissions is hosting community listening sessions, or more so info sessions for you all, you know, having that direct engagement already have in place, but also suggest any new plans that they think could be helpful as well. So a huge portion of my role as the sustainability coordinator is to assist you with any of your new initiatives, any of your new strategies. If you need technical assistance, resource assistance, basically I'm your guy. You know, I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the money. But I'm happy to assist in any way that I can. And another huge area that we're uplifting, like I said, is the green generation. I'm not sure if Seth has had time to mention, but we're having a Green Town Climate Summit on June 22nd at Triton College, where we're encouraging, you know, municipal leaders to join the event. But we're also asking all of our C4 partner and communities to invite 10 youth to be representative at the climate summit, and then to also just be engaged and ready to possibly be their own sustainability action plans and engaging in this work at an early age as opposed to later on in life. So, know that's a lot to chew. But I'm happy to answer any questions and meet offline also.
I can share everyone the presentation, and then Brendan mentioned the guidebook you had said. I believe I have a copy of that I can send around to everyone.
Great, Lennon, I have a question on this. I mean, I think I understand kind of the overview, the theory of all that. Village have anything on paper that aligns with all those circles? What I'm seeing in that is that's an overall system of sustainability, right? Which will cover a number of the other councils beyond just, well, how is that all tied into this? Who's the point person then into?
The point person into Winton would be, yeah, that's a good question. My knowledge, you know, there's probably bits and pieces. You know, there's the EI Commission. There's other somewhat related commissions, but I'm not aware of anything that matches up directly.
That's Beth. First of all, thank you, Winton, and it is wonderful to know that we have you as a resource and that everybody's thinking about this in such a kind of comprehensive societal way. And I suppose my question is basically the same as Gary's, and I know, Seth, that we're going to talk a little bit later in this meeting about our strategic plan for our commission, and more so when Eric, our chair, is back next time. But the main challenge, Winton, that I see is kind of how to integrate the efforts of villages with this kind of, you know, theoretical model that you have. Like, for example, when you propose that, oh, there's these eight chairs or something, I'm kind of wondering how you're envisioning that to fit with, you know, existing villages' plans. I mean, I guess if you're working with a community where they don't have anything and they can create a structure that mirrors yours, but there does seem to be a little bit of a, I don't know how to bridge that gap, shall we say, right? Because that isn't the way that we're currently set up. We don't necessarily have eight people with those kinds of expertise. Our strategic plan, something that Gary doesn't know, but Susan and I have more history with, you know, has kind of a long history of being set up based on kind of substantive areas of sustainability, energy, waste, water, you know. And there's obviously more than one way to kind of get at these, but part of this is for Winton's benefit, but part of it is for the rest of our commission, is when I was thinking about our own strategic plan, I actually already feel like we're trying to be more comprehensive than we can be, that we're in a situation where we're trying to do so much that we're not having a big impact in any one area. And so, Winton, while I'm, you know, inspired by everything the Seaboard Collaborative is kind of envisioning, I don't know exactly how are you thinking that that's going to get done, especially with volunteer commissions. I would love to hear, you know, what your brain trust has been thinking about that.
Yeah, I guess my area or thoughts were that I believe there's other commissions within your village, and the idea is to coalesce and coordinate amongst all of them to collectively do this work. You know, not necessarily saying, oh, this is, you know, each one of you have to lead each priority, but more so within your own connections, within your own associations, within your other working groups that you have agendas and initiatives, kind of coalesce with them and kind of do it in a more collaborative way. Unless I'm mistaken, and this isn't a commission that does kind of work with different portions of the village.
I don't know. Currently, I don't know that we do work a lot with the other commissions, and maybe this will, you know, maybe create a platform for that. But I'm just saying that as a commission and as a village, I was thinking we need to set more concrete goals in terms of actual outcomes that we can measure. And we, we need to do that in a feasible way, because otherwise we're not making progress on any one of them. So when, I mean, part of this is just me thinking about our own Sustainability Commission and its goals. It's not really a direct reflection on what you're saying, but I think Gary and I are both just trying to figure out how there would be like a synergy, right?
Yeah, I completely understand. You know, it's
I think you cut out again.
Yeah, I would love to know about, you know, each of your individual background, because that is what would help me in seeing the alignment with, you know, our current framework. Because I know you're part of the commission, but I don't know necessarily your work experience or any of your lived or professional or social experiences. And, you know, these are all things that add value and play a part in the conversation and in the more comprehensive and collective work that I'm talking about doing.
You want us to introduce ourselves? Is that what you're saying?
That would be nice.
I mean, I guess I can try. I usually introduce myself by saying I have a checkered past, because I guess I currently work in nonprofit management. I have experience working with volunteers, experience, you know, being an executive director of a small nonprofit. My involvement with sustainability issues, basically, I've worked for a nonprofit in sustainability and also kind of a nature-oriented nonprofit, so there's just always been that interest. I did a lot with the local District 90 school district when my kids were young there with the Green for Good Parents, and we worked with the District 90 board on getting sustainability into their strategic plan. And long ago, early in my career, I was a lawyer, so I have that kind of analytical side. And then I also have a part of my career that was oriented towards more like design of user experiences. So one of the things that I'm interested in doing more of on the commission is just more the motivation of behavior change, right? How do you build, I think that part that you called support network or something, right? Like, yeah. How do you get more people interested in doing sustainability stuff, but also just more, you know, so we don't all feel so alone, right? You feel like there's other people doing it. You can go and share your sustainability stories with other residents and get inspired to try stuff and talk to someone about the problems you're having with composting or the cool solutions you came up with, that kind of storytelling. So.
Absolutely.
That's me in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's a diverse background, by the way. What's your name? I'm sorry, since I can't see you.
Beth Chang.
Beth Chang. It's a pleasure meeting you.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm still a kid, so I don't have a job related to sustainability. My name is AJ Steerwalt. I'm part of Roosevelt Middle School's sustainability club, sort of, and that is I try to be sustainable around my house. Other than that, I don't really have any sustainable actions or past or history.
But AJ is our newly appointed student commissioner.
That's awesome.
My name is Susan Charette. Let's see, my background is in economics. I've also worked in nonprofits and currently am teaching after-school programs for children. And in terms of on the Sustainability Commission, I've been involved in ecosystems, and that also the representative on Planet Green, so get involved in all kinds of things, or at least hear about all kinds of things there. And yeah, that's me.
Nice to meet you.
Well, this is Gary Lennon again, and I'm going to preface before I go. I think part of the question here, colleagues can help me, because I've been my third meeting, I think. our definition of sustainability versus what you're. I think this commission you're talking to here is pretty much on the environmental piece versus the broad system you're describing. So you're probably not going to find, even if we were all here, a direct one-to-one fill in the box for your chart. That's why I asked you the question to begin with. How does this tie into village as a whole? Because there's a number of different boxes directly, and others which maybe or maybe not are in existence. But anyhow, my name is Gary Lennon. I'm a month wonder now on this, still trying to figure out what it is the role really is. My background is fairly broad but mostly technical. 30 plus years in automotive, everything from screwing parts on the vehicles and engines to leading global organizations to purchase and manage suppliers, engineering, manufacturing, so on and so forth, nonprofit world in top base to trying to find jobs for people who don't have experience to. My last assignment was working in a hospital running their day-to-day supply chain operations fulfillment piece, order to stock piece. And I now work a canine search and rescue job as like a half-time volunteer position.
Well, that's awesome. Nice to meet you.
Beth, are you going to give us your life story?
Yeah, so Wynton and I have interacted a few times already. Seth Jansen, I am management analyst for the village, worked in every level of government, federal, state, and local now. This is my first job in local government. I'd wanted to in after master's in public administration, and local government is much more responsive than some of the upper levels of government. So, you know, that was part of my motivation for wanting to make the transition.
Awesome. Definitely been a pleasure.
What about you, Wynton?
He said, tell us about, okay. Born and raised in Gary, Indiana. I'm only 26 at this point. Basically been in Northwest Indiana majority of my life. Graduated from Andrean High School. Went to Valparaiso University. Got my Bachelor of Arts in Organizational Leadership in 2014. 2018, sorry about that. Then I got my MBA with the folks in engineering management in 2021. So from there, I worked as an admission counselor, advocating for diversity, equity, and inclusion on the university campus and leading as the Black Student Organization faculty advisor, on all those types of initiatives. Stayed there for about a year and a half. But I've also always had a passion for sustainability and renewable energy, and have just, you know, worked in engagements to get myself to the point where I am now. I'm currently a board of directors member at an alternative education school, adult education center and testing center in Portage, Indiana. And that's what kind of gave me the opportunity, or opened the doorway to the opportunity, to be a sustainability coordinator. Overall in my life, I've always wanted and been eager to join these conversations with local commissions and with local municipalities around ways to better impact the but I also graduated from a school in a more with a more affluent population, so all that to say, I have a lot of perspective and a lot of passion and optimism about, you know, the world that we could live in. That's just a bit about me. back to your point, Gary. And I realize everyone's not on the call right now, but I see a lot of direct overlap between this commission and you know, this framework that we're talking about in C4. I heard you know, you all loud and clear with saying that you think you're tackling too much. And I understand that because, you know, you're trying to overtide the term of, you know, this global climate crisis that we're in. But I will disagree in saying that everything that, you know, we're talking about in the system of sustainability affects the planet, you know, it affects the environment, and even more so it affects the people. So, you know, you all are focusing on, you know, the planet. There's a lot of intersectionality between what you do and possibly what other commissions do. So my main goal is to empower you all to know that you do have the capability, bandwidth, and experience to lead this type of initiative, but also to make it so that it is something that you are you know, comfortable with. You know, uncomfortability, you know, does promote change, but it all has to be within reason. And I guess that's a huge reason of why I'm here, you know, to assist you all in making it make sense and showing you a way of where it's more possible.
And thanks, Winton, for, you know, zooming in. Thanks for your time giving this presentation. I know we've got a lot to discuss, and I know we've got some other agenda items we need to get to. Does anyone have any more questions for Winton before we get moving on to?
This isn't a question, Winton. It's Beth. Just thank you again. And, you know, you've given us a lot to think about. And what I'm hoping is that we can kind of come to you as a resource for whatever structure or steps we're able to take. I think that's what would really help our commission, whether it happens, you know, whether it happens to fit exactly into your theoretical framework or not, right? Like you said, there's definitely an overlap there. If we're trying to accomplish something, we want to know how are other municipalities doing it, you know, what grants can we apply for, how can we tackle this issue. If you can provide that kind of resource because you have a perspective of being connected with a lot of communities, I think that would be really great.
Absolutely. I mean, honestly, you have any ideas, any thoughts, any things that you're pursuing, but you're like, you know, I'm not sure. Reach out. You know, that's what I'm here for. And thank you all for your time and for listening. You know, I appreciate you all's work and your passion and your energy. And again, I want to continue to encourage you and avail myself as a resource to you. So I'll let you all continue on with your meeting. Thanks again, Seth.
Thanks, Winton.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take care.
Moving on to our website updates. Here is what we've got so far. I figured we just walk through every page. There's a few more edits I need to make to some. Upcoming green events. Got the Wonders Film Festival. I didn't know if there were any more upcoming in the near future. I know once we get
the bicycle exchange that D90 is doing. I think that's going to be in April. I'm in touch with the person who's running it and will forward that to you. But it's like early April.
And then there's also Earth Day, but we'd probably have to do some digging to see what exactly.
Yeah, I figured once we got into the spring, there'd be Arbor Day, some of the other things. And I have this as an existing sub web page now. I just have put up there, but just populate this page with various events throughout the year and links to any relevant things, whether it be on our page or here I link to the film festivals page. This one probably needs a little bit of work substantively still. The issue is these first two sections are pretty long. They are pulled directly from our wall of text now, and they don't exist anywhere else on the website. So I don't know if it'd be creating an additional subpage from here or what would be the best way to go about it. And I will note, I deleted all of the links down here. Most of these pages are relatively short, so I don't think we need the extra sort of lines of text to just click down a few quick scrolls. That'll be more apparent in the next few pages, but this one is fairly lengthy, and then the also fairly lengthy. Community solar is obviously pretty short, and then these other things. Gary had actually mentioned moving this away from the water one over to here. I made that change. Fine is fairly short, and then I put a couple village initiatives down at the bottom. So does anyone have any thoughts on particular these switch to renewable resources and the green aggregate program?
I think we should edit the green electric aggregate program heavily for two reasons. Number one, because, well, it's dying. And number two, there's not much that a person could do about it. So it's, you know, it's a lot of reading and information for, you know, I think we would rather direct your eyes to community or rooftop solar. So yeah. I'm happy to take a look at that if you want, but
yeah. And then this is, I believe, some general rooftop solar. And I do have links to like our apply for a permit. But yeah, my thought was that needed to be condensed.
I think originally it was Jeff and Eric who were working on these pages. And I think when Jeff took his first pass, we still didn't have like the overall framework. And
yeah.
I think he sort of said, well, I don't know how to edit, like, because I don't know what I'm going for. And so if you have, you know, just the example, I think I suggested a word limit, right? Like 100 to 150 words to describe what this thing is and why somebody should care about it. And then, like with the community solar one, you can check how many words that is. But that paragraph is, that's like a digestible thing to look at. That's probably only 75 words. It might even only be 50. I mean, you can do a word count on it. But I think whoever's going to be editing the different sections needs a word count guidance and a sort of guidance that the purpose of this paragraph is to describe what this thing is and how you as a resident can participate, which even that community solar paragraph, it kind of does, but doesn't exactly, right? Like, it should be an action-oriented, not just click here to learn more. It's like,
and
know,
I
sign up.
Put
kind
that
of.
In because we do have a
I know we have that, but the 100-word version should be, this is what it is, why you care about it, and what you as a resident can do. And then, yes, you're going to have to click here to learn more, and to the extent that you're able to build, like, web pages to go behind it, then that's great. Or for some of these, is it any easier if all that background and information goes onto a PDF, and when you click, you're going to a PDF as opposed to another web page? Does it matter for you?
The only thing with that for me is I've encountered some outdated PDFs regarding recycling and disposal that I have flagged to figure out how to remove from the website and have not yet been able to figure out.
I mean,
so
I'm fine with them going to another page, like that community solar page, right?
Yeah.
But we need to have a consensus about what the paragraphs are being edited down to, so when different people work on it, they're editing for the same purpose. So that's kind of what I propose, is a word limit and a description of what is supposed to be accomplished. And then go back to Jeff and Eric and edit these sections because they were the subject matter experts. Or I can't remember what Gary offered.
Gary had done water. I can
okay,
jump
so maybe
to water.
We can look at the water one and see.
So Gary had written up this paragraph, and then I just quickly changed the links to just insert them into the words of the text.
Can you just hold on a second so I can read it?
Calculator's misspelled.
Oh. Calculator is misspelled. That's I obviously also need to go in and
I think this is great, Gary, and I think that the people who are editing other sections could, you know, look to this as a model, right? Because it's explains why it's important and tells you what you can do. It's pretty easy on the eyes, right?
And the only other things there was
and I
just...
I tried to tie into some very interesting other sites we're going to update.
Yep.
I mean, the only thing that I don't see on that list that maybe seems like it should be because we said we were going to try to link to things that were particular for River Forest is don't we have, like, smart water meters
so
now?
That's the one section down.
Okay.
The water calculator is a broader water tool, yep. I also still have the rain barrel one. They're condensed down somewhat. And I just put a couple.
I want to comment on, and it's really a check for leaks. Oh, that sounds like future.
Oh, yeah.
Surface does.
Or enables you, the service enables you to. Is it really only about checking for leaks, or
it's monitoring all water usage?
Yeah. So,
but I think the main tool is to identify leaks people weren't aware of, like a leaky toilet that's running more than usual, and things like that. Obviously, known water usage, we want to know.
Can you just scroll down?
Yep.
Village initiatives. I really like the village initiatives section. I happen to know a little bit more about the green alleys thing, so I would just go for more impactful language.
And I think I had pulled this from.
Okay, so, I think we're getting really close to just being able to go live with it, and then we can always go back to paragraphs. I don't want that to hold it up. But I just think it's a really exciting project, and that you could probably, it's a fairly huge percentage of the alleys that have been repaved, and the village has a goal to do 100% of them by
Yeah, we are on the last five or six, like within the next few months.
So
village has,
right.
I believe.
So do you kind of see what I'm saying?
Like
you could sort of rewrite, say the village is, on track to have 100% of its alleys repaved, permeable by whenever, right? And then you'll have to update when that date comes by. And it would be really cool if there were actually just an impactful stat or something you could pull out, say this is diverting however many thousand gallons during a stormwater event. I mean, when you click.
Oh, yeah, it's just the. Yeah, it's B-thousand. Actually a little bit outdated of a map because this one is this is an outdated 2 years ago almost. This needs to be updated as well. But it's alley, these two alleys and then these two alleys are the
it's an amazing, investment by the village, and I think it's very cool and should be made to sound cool.
Automated.
That's
redundant to the.
Yeah, that's similar. That's sort of the back end village end portion of this same Water Smart program.
Okay.
So that's what our public works staff are.
But I mean, overall, this section looks great. Like, I wouldn't feel bad about just going live with it, right? And we can always tweak the language. So, how about? So you said the energy section needs editing. What about the other section?
How to waste less. Eric had done a pretty good job getting this fairly. Compost is the biggest section here.
Mm-hmm.
I just put the link to the. This can probably be cut down some for the. For a waste station stuff and probably get rid of the bold text. Here's just. These were just direct links I can scene editing as I'm going through it again mm-hmm. now, like need to mm-hmm. remove this extra period.
Mm-hmm.
Reuse, we didn't have much. I just put in a quick about the repair cafe. Mm-hmm. Repurpose. Miss.
Yeah, if we don't have anything right
for,
now.
For the reuse, we could add the economy shop, which is another.
There's, if you have info on that, send that to me. And then recycle, I just put the general village resource.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm fine with you just deleting repurpose for now. I mean, if we have something, we
can
always.
What's under repurpose?
RS link when the household hazardous waste and electronics recycling, which is a page I update, and then I last December sometime really recently.
Mm-hmm.
System which you had done. One issue, this one did have a lot of boxes, and I cannot figure out for the life of me how to get them to wrap around the text. I've done everything except delete them and try to re-upload them.
It depends on your website. You know, is there somebody on Village staff who does HTML coding? Because you need that.
Matt's sending me the contacts for the website, so I'm going to try and.
Do you work in like a WYSIWYG editor?
I honestly don't know. Not very.
Well, you're not looking at HTML code when you're adding stuff, so there's probably setting there where you like set the alignment of it that.
That same.
Oh, well, that picture is wrapped.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's so inconsistent. But, like, I could not. I'll scroll down for a second. I had other ones somewhere on here that I could not get to wrap at all.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's nothing.
This one I could not get to wrap. I was like, I would love to just get it off over to the side here if I could.
Mm-hmm. Nice to have pictures. The other pages didn't really have pictures. You know, like the rain barrel and the water meter. Like in theory, pictures could be added
later.
Water.
I put 2 hours in reclamation there. These were like big button links.
Uh-huh.
Quick. Forestry division linked to which
cool.
has tree trimming.
Is the link to the tree map somewhere on there? Is
that, yes.
Oh, it's
right
under
here.
The tree trails, yeah.
Yep. I know there was an additional section that is not redundant as possible.
Right. Could probably make that tree trails text even shorter. So, Susan, did you edit other parts of this section?
All of it.
Okay.
These, I thought, were all.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I cannot figure out how to change the URL up here, but the name changes there. Here's the link to our old Sustainability Commission Strategic Panel. I think this is the 21.
That
is the most updated one I could find. Eric, I think it emailed that has a header that says 2021.
Okay.
And there's a portion. I somehow got this one to wrap. I don't know how.
I think it already was wrapped.
And like, I think I tried to move it, and I was like, nope, I need to keep it right there.
Oh, thanks for your efforts.
And then some of the regional things, just quickly, parks plan.
I think, didn't we say we were going to cut down that Planet Green
section, Susan?
Probably.
It would be good to really cut that down. And maybe
like
something about C4 has to be on there, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. And yeah, these are the ones that I could not get to wrap. I just shrunk them all to the same size and put them right
yeah,
underneath that.
Yeah, that works.
And yeah, village certifications just right at the bottom.
Yeah. So again, I think that's where it says we. Is there a logo for the C4 thing?
That's a good question. I will look into that.
But even if there isn't, you could just like add a paragraph about it. Then
look at that.
It just like on its own.
Yeah.
Pretty good, don't you think, guys?
Yeah, I was going into this meeting, my rough assessment was like,
yeah. I mean, thanks, Gary and Susan, for all your editing. So I think that if Jeff and Eric could, by the next meeting, do something about the energy section, modeling it on what Susan did for Green Ecosystem, Gary did for water. Know, I would say that though we should, and what, the next meeting, March, yeah, try to go live, and you know, then we can always continue to edit and stuff, but it'll be such an improvement over what we have now. I don't know, what do you think, AJ? You're new to seeing it.
We get into the newsletter. I had initially penciled in.
Oh, look, you're right on schedule.
Sustainability one for a few weeks out.
Yeah.
I did not have anything for this week. What I wrote up for the Warner's Film Festival was different than what they published. So I don't know where they got.
Really?
Yeah, I like sent it something I was a little late on. I probably sent it like Wednesday or Thursday.
So then I just did
it. And I think one of the trustees had mentioned probably sent some information. I believe what they had posted was about the student film submission.
Yeah.
And I just posted general, and it's happening. So maybe they'll use that for this week.
Well, actually, I have a suggestion for this week is I had Susan take a picture of AJ. How about you announce the our new student commissioner? And, you know, maybe you'll have to give Seth a couple of lines about, like, why you wanted to become a commissioner or something.
I sent him a couple emails.
Yeah, so if you exchange that tonight, then AJ, you can send that picture directly to Seth because that'll be faster. If it goes to Eric in Europe, then, you know.
And AJ, you're in eighth grade?
And then, you know, at the end of it, where you announce the new student commissioner, I think, unless you know something that I don't know about the open positions, I would just add a line about, you know, applications are still open for regular commission.
I also have noted two of you will officially need.
I think it's me and Shannon, yeah. And I told
and Gary.
Oh, and Gary, are you filling out? Filling someone's term?
I think he was just pointing since it was so short, it's had one of the full term and not.
Right. Right. So, you know, I've asked Eric to talk about where.
Yeah. That is on my radar. Big one, and so an outline of this, we have weekly newsletters that go out and the monthly newsletter that goes out the first week of each month. So the weekly ones, last email, we have a sustainability 75 to 100 words,
yeah,
roughly speaking. And then the monthly one,
sustainability
section in there, that's a bit longer, it's actually 250
words.
We're
not usually on the
And so it's all the members volunteering with ideas, fill out content topics. You know, for this coming monthly one, if we do have anything, it is a short turnaround.
You do
Thursday.
This?
Oh, great point. Yes.
Actually, it's Gary's great point.
Plug that in. All right, and I'm just going to do that one myself. All the info. So, yeah, before the next meeting, then it looks like this one is, I know, tentative, but we really need.
What did we do in March of last year?
Let me see. Of last year, Earth Film Festival. And now the.
Well, so the Bicycle Exchange can be one of those March ones. I don't know exactly when the information will be available, but I think it'll happen in early April. So one of those later March ones, either the 16th or the one after that. Yeah, maybe why don't you put it in for the 23rd? You can put my name down and I'll try to remember to do it if you remind me of the next meeting because I'm in touch with the person who's organizing it. So. No, Susan, is it too early to do something about planting something or thinking about prepping for spring planting? I mean, otherwise,
on the 16th, can we get Ellie to do a green St. Patrick's Day one like she did a green Valentine's Day one?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Ask her.
The e-waste collection, the monthly. So I can.
Wait, those are deadline dates or per publication
these are published
dates. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I have it as published dates. So
sure, sure.
For my brain, added the deadline dates with the previous
one
filling
in.
It is the 20th through the 26th.
Yeah,
I believe.
But requests have to be submitted by 5 p.m. on March 15th. I mean, the other thing that I think could be, I'm not sure how much attention people pay to it, but it is, you know how, like, you're sharing some stats with this commission around, like, either number of community solar signups or, you know, signups or pickups for waste or something, like a kind of information sharing around, you know, how much is going on for these different things. With a sort of like, oh, well, whatever, we have 422, you know, compost subscribers and click here to learn more. Like any of those things that were featured on the website could be like a feature item, right? Or the water meter thing, which is relatively new and I don't think we've actually ever written about, could be.
Yeah, I know it's been part of like the website, but yeah, it would be helpful from a sort of water conservation perspective.
Mm-hmm. Or just like an awareness.
Yeah, just. That's for right now. And yeah, figure one to focus on. And that'll be of the next meeting.
So AJ, as you kind of integrate into the commission, this would be a great thing for you to think about is what kinds of things, you know, you think might be interesting, or Ellie often volunteered to write things. You know, they're short, or if you haven't seen the Village newsletter, you should ask your parents to see it.
Yeah, I should check that out, but I'm always willing to volunteer to write anything if you guys need me to.
Yeah.
So how this will just be your awareness for the process. On Wednesdays after meetings, I will send out a blast email to all of the commission members and just sort of recap of who's handling what for the coming month in terms of writing, when it will be due for them, and then anything that we're sort of recycling or building off of previous year's stuff. Sarah, who was in my position prior to me, kept this running document last year of all of the articles that were published. So we've been able to sort of pull from there and, you know, recycle.
Are you actually familiar with the Bicycle Exchange?
I've heard about it, but I do not know a lot about it.
Okay.
Framework here, I might need to put these, especially for launch if I have to swap. Yeah.
Our next commission meeting is on what day?
14th, I believe.
So you're not going to want to write about it before that meeting. Did publication dates change to Thursdays?
Because
those are all Thursdays.
I might have had that incorrect.
Okay.
It was,
the 9th,
one of them was
16th.
Previously publishing on Thursdays. I think now everything is. It is.
Oh, okay. So March 3rd is a Friday, but the 9th, 16th, and 23rd and 30th are all Thursdays.
Going forward tomorrow when I'm at work. I will try to pull some quick numbers, see what maybe this conversation we're about to have will sort of inform this of what sustainability item we want to focus on and show sort of the statistics.
What about electric vehicles? Because they've had like an amazing, I think, I was just checking today, they're up 40%. December. I only look at quarterly, so December over the previous year. And that might tie in nicely and give you a chance to talk about the EV readiness as well, which we've never really talked about in the...
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can plug in. I know for the EV readiness program with the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus, our portion of it is starting in the summer. So our own village electric vehicle network infrastructure study that's currently underway, and doing it, so that is underway, and we hope to have that sometime in the spring, and obviously I'll be sharing that with all of you guys, but I think that's a good one.
And do you know how to get to the website? I know I've sent out links before. I could send it out again
if you could resend.
Okay.
That
okay.
I will probably just send both of us for this, if I could have just your...
I mean, I think ultimately the calendar will also fill in based on the next topic on the agenda about whatever we decide about goals, because last year we sort of tried to do this at one point. Is if, for example, we have a goal to increase community solar subscribers or something, then we built in like, well, every other month we were going to do something about signing up for that. And then you could also report stats, like if you have a goal that, you know, this is where we are, we're at whatever 1% adoption rate or this many households, and gee, we would love to get like, you know, 10 more households or something, people can gain a sense of momentum from that, right? So...
of transition into that. I know some of the things we had been discussed were particularly community solar subscribers and then compost subscribers. And from the stats last time, I think it was 480 some compost subscribers. We added 4 within the last month, and then literally today I saw one of our staff members send the email to 4 new subscribers. We did cancel, but a net of 3 more this month. So we are inching closer and closer to 500, and like even.
But see, like, I think that's what we should do, is we should just have a super doable goal like that, like 500 compost subscribers by whatever, the end of the year, right? And then you can say that that's the goal, and people can talk to their friends and neighbors and say, hey, we're trying to hit 500, we're, you know, the old thermometer thing. I don't know. For me, I'm just like, that motivates me, and I think motivates other people to feel like, yeah, we're making an impact. It might be small if you're going to really measure it against emissions, but at least it's progress, measurable progress.
We added a, feel like a significant amount. I heard it like 418 when we started tracking it, when we 500 and a little less than a year. And then I know one of the things Susan and I discussed was trying to, in addition to that, figure out who is backyard composting and who is sharing.
That would be
neighbors.
Cool. I don't know how we're going to find that out. But
yeah, the backyard composting would be the difficult thing to figure out. I think who is like sharing with their neighbors. In Oak Park, we officially sign up for shared bins if we do that.
I guess it'd have to be.
I'd like to revisit that in River Forest too. I know it was. I think we should continually revisit that because.
But like me making that official.
Making it official that the village could divide up the. I think a lot of people share informally. Mm-hmm. We were at a Planet Green meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the reason this is important is we're gathering statistics on who recycles. So if half of the bins are being used by 2 or more people, actually the one across the street, which I thought was being used by 3, I just remembered there's somebody who comes from out of town because they don't have composting, and they go to church here, and once a week also go into the same one that I contribute to from time to time. So we should pick that up in our stats because
yeah,
I think
that's very true.
I think we're seeing, Seth was saying, we're at like around 16-17%, but if you know, if even half of those are being shared by 2 people, we're really closer to 25%, which to me
like
seems
household
much more,
participation,
right? Which seems to be much more of a tipping point. And I think it's even possible, even though somebody has village composting, that they also compost, especially if they're a big gardener. And so, you know, I think we should do this in a 2 phase. I think the easiest first phase is just, and Seth said this would not be hard to do, is just to send out a message to the people in the program, maybe just kind of reiterate what you said when the program changed to say, you know, just reminding you there's 3 different sizes here and, you know, make sure you choose the one that's, and also we're trying to get accurate statistics on the number of household participants, and could you please let us know if there are, you know, if there's more than one sharing and you know, and the number, so we get, you know, like I said, we don't want to, if there are 3 people sharing, we don't want to just get a yes.
Yeah.
And then we can just kind of build it up from there because, it, you know, it's something that, you know, we were asked at the meeting what percent of the village.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe, you know, I don't know if we want to do a whole, it seems like a village-wide study is a lot of work, but maybe we can tack that on to another study that we're doing.
Yeah, and I know there's other village-wide studies going on, particularly traffic and those issues, and I know those are to do, engage the air communities.
We just had it as a goal, and then we wait for our.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be part of the survey that we did, and somehow it did not make it into it. When we were negotiating the new waste hall, but I just think that's a really important statistic.
Yep. Engaging with the existing program subscribers to see who of them is sharing and who of them is also backyard composting, good starting point. Other thing we discussed tonight, shared with you guys some of the community solar program, and the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus had a pretty, I thought, informative presentation that I've been one of the environment committees part of and I participate in. And we have, and I got the initial count, there was people who have been waiting for an offer.
My recollection was the number
was
22.
Yeah, there
so
were
11 chose not to be in it.
11 were ineligible. There are several others who have received offers and not signed. That was the, like, almost, like, total number of people who had initially signed up.
Right. So are you saying that there are 11 people who are eligible but waiting to
get into the program once there's capacity? There's, with these, they're basically at capacity. They can offer right now one-off things as people, you know, move away, turn out the no longer subscribe to the program. They can offer 1% or farms to come online.
So is there a way for you to hear when a new thing comes online so that, you know, so that we can push subscription at the right time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be likely at the end of this year or start of next year is what it's
like. But another question is how they're allocated, because if there's such a over excess demand, then, you know, and I don't know how they're doing this, but it could be when you go onto the waiting list. So the strategy might not be to wait until the end of the year and sign up. The strategy might be, if you're interested, And my other question was how this is being allocated by village. So, you know, if we have a lot of people parked on our waiting list, does that push us up in terms of when they get onto it? Or is it a straight, you go on and doesn't matter what village you're from, but, you know, you went on April 1st. So you're going to be ahead of the people who came on April 10th. Doesn't matter where they live. So, you know, I don't know. We talked at one point about having somebody come that we could, like, ask these questions, because I know it's very tedious for you to get these questions answered, like, one by one.
Yeah, not an issue. I mean, what prompted me to sort of start firing all these email questions was this, and then the next day, MC Squared, as a sort of follow-up to this Mayor's Caucus meeting, sent our updated statistics. I just started going back and forth with more questions and initially trying to figure out, like, so all these people who've been sent offers but haven't signed up, basically they disregarded the email. They hypothesized they've either disregarded the email thinking it's spam, or they're waiting until the net billing, consolidated billing
online.
That's
too subtle.
Yeah.
Can we take a station break and tell AJ what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. So we are talking about a community solar program that the village initiated, I believe, in last January. And so I'm going to pass you over here. These are the statistics that Seth just got back. So that's what we're talking about. And I don't know if my microphone reaches over here, but the categories are... So we sent out, the first number is the program sent out almost 4,300 postcards. Of that, 161 were interested and got on a wait list, and then they just give you the percentage. Of those, 139 were sent an enrollment. So then we were talking about the 22 difference in there, and 11 were ineligible. And what were the other 11? There's no room in the program. And then of those 139, this to me is the most disappointing part, only 48 accepted. So now they're giving the percentage of this. Only 35% of those that were given a spot actually took it. And these are the total number. Oh, no, this is of the 48 people who are enrolled, this is the kilowatt hour subscriptions, at the total amount. So that's what we're talking about right here.
So have we just kind of segued into the last agenda item in this loose conversation around goals that we're pursuing?
Yes. Yeah, that was sort of my intention. So I know those were just sort of two fairly concrete things fitting with your mission of, you know, pick a number. I know 500 seems like a nice round number for compost subscribers, but we be for the year to do that, I think, is what it comes down to. But, yeah, just some number like that, get drivers for the year, get X wait list for community solar for when that comes. I was just going through my old notes. The other thing, and I probably need to, does require some change our that's for the rooftop smart silver designation, which, you know, on silver gold designations, for basically how our village operates in terms of permitting zoning for a backyard solar installed in homes in people's yards. That there's a few more requirements, all of the different based we have, like right now there's like one or two required things that we would automatic my homework for the next.
So we're on the sustainability portion of our agenda now. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I could say something. I guess I feel like we don't have a consensus on what a sustainability plan is, because I feel like we go back to our strategic plan, which for me did not have the minimum elements of what makes a sustainability plan. And so, you know, I don't know. Maybe I know Eric's not here and nothing's really going to get decided or get moved very far, but I thought, you know, in the few minutes that we have, I would just like to share that, and then maybe we can think about it and talk about it next time. But I think the minimal elements are, where are we right now? And fortunately, thanks to Shannon, we have that as of 2020. So we have a baseline for our goals. The second component is, where do we want to be and when? And I went back and looked over the different contract, you know, the sustainability contracts that we signed. And the only one that has, you know, sort of specific things is the Planet Green. Otherwise, it's just reduce this, try to do this. And so I won't read all of them, but just in terms of energy, which was on the last report, which was something that both Oak Park and River Forest fell short of, but actually Shannon shows that we did actually meet it, only because of the aggregation program, which is going to expire next year, so we'd have to make that up. But it was increased renewable energy procurement 25% by 2020, 50% by 2030, 75% by 2040, decrease overall energy use by 2% annually, and then the GHG emissions, a very specific goal, reduce GHG emissions by 30% below 2007 levels by 2020, 35% by 25, and 45% by 2030, and then increase solar renewable. So, but, you know, again, it's where are we as of, we could use 2020 as our base, where do we want to be by maybe 2030 and 2050, and how are we going to get there? So I feel like a lot of times we get lost in terms of, you know, oh, well, there's this initiative and this is up a little bit and this is up. But it's like, we're here. This is where we want to be. Are we going to get there? And then coming up with the criteria and everything. So, you know, I feel like the strategic plan, which you referenced earlier, fell short of that because it just said, you know, here's the program. This is what we do. This is the benefit that it has. But it's not measurable. It's not holding us to our commitments. And it's impossible for us to tell if we're getting there. So just something to think about. I can send out, if you look on the website, you can look on the Planet Green and go through those. But, you know, my hope was, we talked last time about, you know, we're a small commission. We are, you know, right now we are not at full capacity. We have low turnouts at our meetings. So I don't think we can be really ambitious, but we can
you know, look at all these commitments we've made and said, okay, you know, what can we focus on? What can we, you know, what can we reasonably do with the resources we have, so that instead of, you know, sort of like splashing all over the place and we're doing all these kind of things, that we at least have one like concrete thing that we're working on. So that's my thought as a starting point.
So I think that, you know, it all makes sense. What I would say, and what has been my mental challenge all throughout the years I've been on the commission, is I think, but I'm not sure, that, you know, you're focused on coming up with a goal that is oriented around, you know, the impact on emissions, right? And that is, I think, it was stated in the existing plan, and there was an idea of having kind of KPIs for all the individual initiatives, that sort of thing. But the bottom line is, I think we have like a strategic decision to make about, like, is this commission going to be solely focused on a big goal around emissions reduction? And if so, the question of how, I actually don't know the answer to that question, right? I mean, we met that Planet Green goal of the reduction from 2007 to 2020 by virtue of the aggregation contract. But when that goes away, if we have like another big goal around adopting Planet Green's ones to say, oh, we should be 35% reduced from, you know, the time from 2007, I literally don't know how to accomplish that, right? Because we would need to, one, probably drop everything except for energy and focus only on energy. But the only thing that we actively can move the needle on, I thought, was community solar, but then the capacity there, right? So I'm not disagreeing with you. I just literally don't know the answer to the how, unless, and that's why I guess I sort of have this maybe alternative vision around the goals, which is, yes, the emission reduction is important, and that's like our ultimate whatever, but I have this kind of other vision of just how do we basically inculcate in as many of our residents as possible a more sustainable attitude towards living, which can encompass a lot of different things. And we have these programs, we try to say, well, I want more Compost Pro subscribers, we want to do this. But another totally different way of looking at it might be to say something like, we have a goal of having, you know, 50-75% of our residents involved in some kind of sustainable action, right? Like, if the I just feel like everybody needs to start living with a different attitude, right, towards resource like scarcity, which is not what I grew up with. When I grew up with, you turned on the water if you wanted to turn on the water, you know, bought new things if you want to. And these days I find myself, you know, if something breaks, it's not just because I want to save money, but like my laptop, the battery died, so I went through this whole process of getting assessing whether I could replace the battery instead of replacing the laptop. And maybe I'm sort of hoping that we might kind of, you know, get towards not only emissions goals, but just general sustainable living if we can inspire more people to adopt whatever it is that works for them. Some people are going to adopt compost. Some people are going to adopt something else. Not everybody's going to do everything. And I understand that that's kind of in terms of the ultimate measurable impact on climate change and give us maybe what we need, but an alternative way of thinking about it. So I'm not opposed to your way. I need somebody smarter than me to say, how are we going to do it? What can we as a commission actually influence to say our emissions are going to be reduced as a village by 35% compared to 2007 levels?
You know, I think the whole thing is that introducing this isn't solving the issue. It's mm-hmm. it's saying this is what we're going to focus on. And so it's kind of like if we don't meet these goals, you know, according to what the scientists tell us and everything, it's not really going to matter if we compost or, you know, any of these other things. Like, you know, you're just getting into very catastrophic kind of conditions. And in catastrophes, people aren't doing, they aren't doing anything other than surviving. You know, we've been pretty lucky in this part of the country.
But
so,
you have some specific ideas around goals we could adopt.
I do. I
would love to hear them.
Yeah. I think the first one is that we focus a lot on converting energy usage to renewables, but the other piece of that is reducing energy use. And so, you know, the piece that I started out with at the beginning of the meetings, if we could get the businesses and institutions to participate. I mean, it's really sad to me that there's this completely free to the user program in our village, well, in the state of Illinois, where you can have somebody come in, evaluate your house, replace your LED lights for free, and only 100 households in our village have taken advantage of that. I mean, like less than 1%. Just ridiculously, maybe I don't have that right, but a very small percentage. And same with the village. So I think if we could, you know, get our message more focused on these things. I mean, if we can't get people to do things that are free, then yeah, we don't have much of a chance. So I think that's one part of it. We've also, I think we focused a lot on households, and we need to spread out into the businesses, institutions, because they're another major contributor. And that's just something we haven't focused on because we are so focused on things like, you know, composting, and not that they can't participate in some of our programs. So, but my whole point is that not that I personally have all the answers right now, but that we need to be, as a commission, we need to be focused on the same page of what a sustainability plan is. And I think if anybody looks up the sustainability plan, that is the minimum. So, I mean, we can have something else, but I don't think we can call it a sustainability plan. Then we have to admit that we don't have a sustainability plan.
Well, do you mean sustainability plan, or do you mean climate action?
Well, climate action.
Yeah.
Plan, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's a great debate to have, and I would love to, you know, hear, you know, Gary's thoughts. And Andy, AJ, I know it's pretty hard for you to jump in, but, you know, I do think, though, that if we're going to go your direction, it means almost an exclusive focus on energy, and that we, all these other things, you know, we don't worry about, like, how come people aren't picking up the sorted out waste station or doing green block parties anymore? You know, what's happening with the maintenance of the pollinator gardens? Is anybody adopting healthy lawn? Is anyone doing the river forest tree trails thing? We do not worry about any of that. We're like single-minded about energy.
So we have all these programs in place, and we've just spent a lot of time working on the website. So those are all out there. You know, we put a lot of energy in the past. I think it's really more talking about what are we going to be doing going forward. People can still participate in all of these, even in terms of the you know, like the weekly things. We have stuff. It's already written. We can pull it up. It's just, you know, where are we going to focus our energy? And so I think it's a little stark to say, oh, that means we're not going to do anything else. Like, we're not going to tell people, like, don't compost or don't do this. Those programs are all out there.
I'm not saying we discontinue those programs, but I'm just saying that because I feel like a lot of us have sort of felt like, oh, these programs are languishing or something like that, right? Like, when Carrie was on, she was concerned about the Healthy Lawn, Healthy Family program, that people were not returning her emails. They weren't putting out their signs. There wasn't anybody new signing up. So I'm not saying we have to discontinue it. I mean, we can leave the River Forest Tree Trails thing there. If somebody feels like doing it, they can do it. The Sorted Out link is there. They can do it. But it means that in terms of where the commission's focus is and where the energy of the commissioners goes to, that we relieve ourselves of, like, thinking about, well, what can we do to get that program? I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it's a question of where we're going to put our efforts going forward, and what's going to have the greatest impact, and making sure that, you know, it's just like a budget. You know, you just say what's the highest priority, and where are we putting our energy? Mm-hmm. And you know, we have to decide that as a group. But
yeah, no, it's a great discussion to have.
Yeah.
Gary, do you have any thoughts?
Most of them confused because I don't see the. on a greenhouse gate. Other called softer side things. Involved and engaged. Got to be targeting some of the high level goals. We still need to have know this 2+2 5+6 is all the interactions of stuff. Our interactions. Sometimes 5+6 is 20. A lot of interactions that go along with this. That's what not all in isolation. Okay, we need to that, which is your like, you know, that report that you sent out, not a long-winded marketing. I'm a cut and dry kind of guy. You know, I came from a world where if you couldn't put on a page,
don't bury the lead here.
You couldn't put on a page, get out of the room. So they had this whole marketing scheme that said we don't have the capacity. We and this other our cohorts here pressure on these organizations. I also wonder why is it a house to house kind of step up as much as it hold the cost. I don't know legal. Is the same as in this village, that type of stuff. Part of our agenda is probably to be working guessing what all it is right now. I don't have a goal is and how we do it here and what our authority and authority isn't. I agree with both of you. You need to have clear, and clear in my mind is here's what I want.
I think we can all agree that we would want things that we can measure. And we,
I would agree. It's kind of,
yes.
So if I'm following all of this, so we need some high-level goals like reducing our carbon emissions and finding ways to tie in both immediate actions we as a commission can take to raise awareness for residents, things that we can push forward like composting. You know, I'm going to be doing a lot of work this coming year on the electric vehicle charging stations, electric vehicle infrastructure network, and then also policies that we can bring to the board for
mm-hmm.
their policy making
mm-hmm.
ability to help push the village's agenda in a I sort of accurately tie in all three of your points there.
Well, that's true. I do think that it shouldn't be a commission plan. It should
yeah.
be a village.
And the, I mean, the village signed off on this, not us. And
right.
So I agree with you. There's only so much we could do. But part of my comment is, you know, sort of reaching out in other ways. And I think that's going to take a change in our focus, which doesn't mean we can't do anything else. But, you know, maybe 80% of our energy is spent there and, you know, only 20%
mm-hmm.
is spent on these other things,
mm-hmm.
which,
you know, again, are not going to get mm-hmm. us to the goals that we...
What do you mean reaching out in other ways?
Well, just like what you're saying, reaching out through the village, working through the different things, working with...
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what Wynn is saying.
Yeah. I mean, there is no way that we alone can do this. So, but I think that takes some strategizing. You know, how do we do that? And and you know, even community solar. I talk to people all the time, and in the village, they still don't know what community solar is. So we have not. You really don't. Do you want me to stop and tell you, or should we just move on?
Like no,
of course you can. Anymore.
Of course you can sign up for it.
You
just go on the waiting
list. Enrolled in it yet?
because hopefully you'll live long life, and so you don't want to be thinking so short term. But I think the other point is, what's going to push up capacity for community solar is a waiting list. So I don't think it's a good strategy to say, like, okay, I'm not going to get on the waiting. I mean, there's no downside to getting on the waiting list, because even when you come up, you can say no. So, but then you say, like, look, we've got 5,000 people on a waiting list, and then new projects will happen, you know, and the money's there and everything. So,
but to your point, yeah. That then should be the messaging. I'm wondering what these 11 people sitting at home and just say, well, you're on a waiting list now. Messaging is, hey, let's get whole community.
Much
look
demand
the CEOs
there is, yeah.
in the eyes and say, okay, why aren't you meeting?
To your point, I mean, maybe that's something that we can talk to the village about. Like, yeah, why wouldn't, if you're getting a 20% off of your electricity, why wouldn't everybody in the village want to be on that? So, that's not how it's set up right now, but how do we do that? That's what we did with community aggregation, and that's how we met our goal. We didn't meet our goal like convincing people one by one. And I imagine the majority of people on community aggregation don't even know that they're on it, because it doesn't affect them, just like community solar. Right now it does, because you have to pay separately. But, you know, maybe it's a way to reconfigure that, you know, how do we sign up for this as a village? And, you know, and maybe we work with the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus, or maybe there's different ways. But we have to focus and strategize, because it's just not going to happen if we're not, you know,
sure.
talking about. We reach
sure.
out to other, you know, we're a small village, but we reach out to other people and say, how can we make this happen? And
in that kind of. Maybe you don't do it because it's just so
I think that between now and the next meeting, you should sign up for community solar, and then you should tell us about your experience. You should read the little thing on the website, and you should tell us about your experience and what would deter somebody or help somebody do it.
By the time you get signed up, hopefully it'll all just be on one ComEd bill, and you won't get a bill and then have to pay a separate bill.
It sounds like by the time I actually get it.
That might be the issue with several of the people who have received the offers and
my
not
point.
Signed up.
This was a good discussion, so we should continue it with Eric next time.
Don't think we need any motion to adjourn, because we don't have a quorum.
Okay.
So, yeah.
We can just.
I think we're done.